Hi, I'm Mark Walters, host of the Armed American radio program. I know you're very busy and I won't take a lot of your time, so I'll give you just the quick version of why the program will work for you in your market. In the short 2 years since its inception, Armed American Radio has exploded into one of the fastest growing radio shows in the nation. Here's why. Gun owners are very passionate about their rights and their freedoms. In fact, studies show that gun owners are the most active of all voting blocks. But not all gun owners are the same. You've got sport shooters, hunters, competition shooters, among others, but the fastest growing segment of gun owners is the concealed carry permit holder, and that's who I focus the show on predominantly. In fact, it's estimated that there are up to 12 million carry permit holders nationwide, and that number is growing rapidly. 49 states now recognize their residents' Second Amendment constitutional right to carry their guns in some form, and the Supreme Court has upheld that freedom twice in the last 3 years. Armed American Radio is their home on the radio dial. Regardless of where you may be, Armed American Radio will appeal to a large and growing population of your listening audience. One more thing before the demo starts. I'll be more than happy to personally work with your local sales staff to help close sponsors, voice spots for local sponsors, and I love to get out on the road for live broadcasts, book signings, and any other promotional events that might come up in your area. Enjoy the demo, and I look forward to bringing Armed American Radio to your market.
These guys did not go in there with rifles and handguns to play tiddlywinks and ask you for a quarter. They went in there to put people on the floor and possibly fire those weapons to intimidate and maybe kill. And it could very well have been you as an employee.
Exactly.
Armed American Radio is the only program of its kind appealing directly to the rapidly growing base of legally armed citizens.
I've never understood the mindset of a man not having the ability to defend not only his life but the lives of his family. I just don't get that.
Armed American Radio is the official radio program of the United States Concealed Carry Association, with tens of thousands of members and listeners in all 50 states.
And you know, every time I see one of those stories, man, Kyle, from your hometown,
yeah,
where I see another seven shootings.
That's, yeah, this is what liberalism does. This is what, when you take away the guns so that good people can't fight, the thugs know it. They see us as a city of victims. It's like shooting fish in a barrel, and they are out of control.
The radio program that makes no apologies for proudly proclaiming the American birthright to keep and bear arms.
And here you've got these activist judges out there just doing whatever they do to strip you of your rights and your freedoms and everything else. And I'm telling you, you've got to get active like they did in Arizona, like they're doing in New Mexico, like they're doing in Tennessee, like they're doing in Georgia. You folks have got it going on.
Armed American Radio is growing in popularity with each broadcast.
Listen to this quote. Once again, I'm just a goofy guitar player drunk on freedom and logic. I see a problem and I fix it. Do you know who said that? That would be my next guest, Ted Nugent.
Armed American Radio. What a great name for a radio show.
I'm joined tonight live from the Salem Radio Network studios in Washington, D.C. to officially kick off the Second Amendment March. And I'm joined now by Mr. Dick Heller, who I think you all know. He's been a guest on the program many times. Dick, let me ask you a question that I was asked a number of times. Do you really think they're going to come and take our guns? Do you really think they're going to do that? Is the federal government really going to come and take our guns?
Widely recognized as the nationally published columnist, The Ordinary Guy, for Concealed Carry magazine, Armed American Radio's Mark Walters brings hard-hitting talk about the right to bear arms for self-defense to the airwaves.
I want you to visualize this. You got four people standing in front of you to the left. You got four people standing in front of you to the right. The four people on the left are criminals. They're criminals. They don't pay attention to the law. They're criminals by definition. They carry guns because they're criminals. The four folks to the right are law-abiding citizens. You strip those people of their rights. Who's left carrying the guns? This is common sense, John.
Absolutely.
You get this. And the scary part is the Brady campaign, they get it too, John. The Violence Policy Center, they get it too. Now, I've said before that the Freedom States Alliance, I don't know what they get. They're lunatics. But law enforcement gets it too. And you've got bad cops, you've got bad doctors, you've got bad lawyers, you've got bad judges. There's someone from every walk of life and every profession in this country sitting in a jail cell somewhere. We're human beings. The lesson here to walk away with is what we talk about with Rob Pincus. It's what we talk about with Masad Ayoub. It's what we talk about with Ted Nugent. It's what we've talked about with Gabe Suarez, Michael Bain, Mike Janich from Best Defense TV. It's what we've talked about with some of the greatest trainers in this country. And that is, Preparation is the key. Avoidance and awareness. You can't avoid if you're not aware. You have to be aware of your surroundings.
Lock and load Armed American Radio for your market now.
Armed American Radio is live every Sunday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I fill my prescription for freedom right here with Mark Walters on Armed American Radio.
Call Affiliate Relations at Salem Radio Network, 678-925-3939.
That's 678-925-3939.